UK Radio 8 chairman Mark Storey has told us he feels humbled by the reaction to the day.
I asked my colleagues from the all of the various radio groups, commercial radio groups, to come to a meeting last Friday morning at 8 in the morning, and they all turned up on time. And we sat in the room for about 10 minutes and said, look, we want to do this. We want you to close down your radio station effectively. And a lot of these radio stations have been on the air and had never closed down for 30 years. So, you know, it's quite a big thing to ask them to do. And they all just turned around and said, yes, we'll do it. And nobody dissented. And then everybody else joined in, which I think says something about the reaction to this tragedy, but also says something about they're not bad people in the radio business.
On Monday, LBC will join together with every other commercial radio station in the country for UK Radio Aid to raise cash for the children hit by the disaster. The 12-hour joint broadcast is unprecedented in the history of British radio. It'll start at 6 a.m. and run through until 6 in the evening. It's being supported by Tony Blair. Phil Riley, chief executive of Chrysalis Radio, which owns LBC Radio, spoke to our news editor Tom Bateman about the historic event next Monday.
First of all, can I ask you, Phil, what's your reaction so far to how plans for UK Radio Aid are going?
Well, I'm stunned and delighted, actually, that traditional radio rivals are being so cooperative and working together so well. I think radio is one of the most competitive industries in the country, and we normally spend most of our time knocking seven bells out of each other, and the fact that we're all pulling together for this, I think, shows a great deal of desire on the part of everybody in the commercial industry to work together for what is a great cause.
Tony Blair's giving his backing to UK Radio Aid, the biggest commercial radio fundraising event ever. More than 200 radio stations across the country, including LBC News 1152, will be joining forces for 12 hours to raise funds for the children affected by the Southeast Asian tsunami's disaster. Yet more stars have promised to be part of the historic UK Radio Aid programme on this station on Monday. Channel 4 news legend Jon Snow is to read the morning news. Fiona Bruce, John Soucy, Penny Smith, Bob Friend, Julia Somerville, Nick Owen will also be bringing you up to date during the day. The Prime Minister has told LBC News 1152 he's only too happy to take part.
It's a major thing, isn't it? I mean, it's made a tremendous impact on everybody, and if it helps for me to get involved, then I'm very happy to do it.
Well, it's the PM at AM. He's with us between 8 and 9. And then every hour we've also got an acoustic performance from huge, huge names. And we've got a prize every hour to give away, which is two tickets at my table for the Brits. So that should be quite fun.
Go to ukradioaid.com if you'd like to give. And let's have a reminder.
It was this time last week that children in the East Sri Lankan town of Batticaloa went back to school. But when they looked around the classroom, most desks were empty.
It's absolutely derelict. It's worse than it appears on the TV, especially because we're in the thick of it, and it's crazy.
Danielle Jackson from the British warship HMS Chatham is working in the town. It's been devastated. As far as the beach stretches, houses are flattened, electricity pylons are snapped, and there's still rubble in the trees.
This is UK Radio Aid.
The holding pattern we flew actually took us out over the sea and then back in over the coast. So we got a very, very clear view.
Back in the safety of RAF Brize Norton, Flight Lieutenant Ian McWilliam can reflect on the shock he got when he took the first British military cargo of aid to Indonesia after the tsunami.
It was really quite incredible, the damage that had been done. There was litter and debris scattered over a huge area. All of the vegetation had been basically washed away a couple of miles inland.
I think that's better than that. At least three times.
I think it's worth 160,000 with George Michael.
It's you, isn't it? You're doing it too well. Well, it is Monday, the 17th of January. You're listening to UK Radio Aid. Thank you so much for your generosity in donating so far today. So much money already. We want to raise so much more.
If you think you're hard enough, the rest of the UK. Back to the studio now. Simon and Frank in the studio.
This is UK Radio Aid.
We'll be talking to Phil Collins later on. This is UK Radio Aid. I'm Simon Bates. In making the day such a success, you are listening to the UK's biggest radio show ever broadcast.
Back to you in London, Chris and Kate.
This is UK Radio Aid.
Thank you very much, Elliot, there in Birmingham. It's now 9:18. I'm with Kate Thornton.
I'm with Chris Evans.
There's been a constant stream of famous faces going in and out of UK Radio Aid headquarters in Leicester Square. Greeted by a gaggle of paparazzi, they made their way up to the Green Room. That's where LBC reporter Amanda Walker spent the day, finding out why they're lending their support and, of course, getting all the backstage gossip.
Come together right now. Over me.
Paul Weller was the first act to do a live set during the first show hosted by Davina McCall and Dermot O'Leary. He was pretty daunted by the whole thing.
It was one of those awful nights' sleep last night where you just keep waking up every hour and going, gotta be up in 2 hours, gotta be up in 1 hour, gotta be up in half an hour. So that was a bit weird. So by the time you came in here, it was like probably about 5:30, and it was a bit of a kickball and scramble, to be honest with you.
Dermot and Davina were joined by a very special guest.
Yes, I think he's, you know, pleased that he'll be coming later in the day. You know, not an early start. He will be phased in within a sustainable, you know, schedule late in the day. So he's very happy about that.
Yes, that's right. Impressionist John Coulshaw, the man himself, came later. Chris Evans and Kate Thornton played host to Prime Minister Tony Blair during an unusually relaxed interview.
I think that's because Kate has a way with him.
I interviewed him in my bra, didn't I? You know what? He's just a nice guy. He was feeling very relaxed. We hope we put him at his ease. And I just thought it was nice to speak to the Prime Minister as you would anybody else that came by today, you know, and that's why he was coming back to get behind the appeal. He was treated like every other guest.
Then came Simon Bates, who was joined by someone who turned out to be a bit of a fan.
I think I'm just being interviewed by Simon Bates. It's good to hear his voice again, isn't it? Because you know you're safe.
I might do an impression. Her name was Stephanie and his name was John.
Yeah, I might ask if I can do it.
As well as Ricky Gervais, Simon Bates was joined by Jamelia, who gave a live performance of her hit Stop. Kirsty Young was one of many well-known newsreaders to lend her voice. She herself was enjoying a bit of celeb spotting.
I wanted to meet, was Liam Gallagher in?
I think he came in to do a song. He might be coming, right. So you might not have missed your chance.
Yeah, I think he's quite dishy. I would quite like to see him.
EastEnders actor Shane Ritchie presented a show alongside Zoe Ball. He reckons the best way to get the cash flowing is to make sure the booze is flowing first.
We're trying to get more and more to some of the celebs here to pledge money. The more drink you get down the back of the neck, the more they go, all right, yeah, at the end of the day, you can have me house. Johnny Vaughan apparently is going to give as much money as possible.
You're a bit part player, Ritchie, you always will be.
Celebrity hobnobbing aside, the reason behind today was never forgotten. As a mum, Sharon Osbourne said she finds it almost impossible to imagine what these children are going through.
You could never even put yourself in their place to think the fear that must be going through those children. And also, too, you know, husbands, wives who have lost their entire family, only one member left in a family.
Johnny Vaughan rounded off the day, fulfilling his promise to see the amount top £3 million.
Time now to cross over to Mr. Liam Gallagher. He's going to perform an acoustic track exclusively for Radio Aid. Here we go.
You're gonna be the one that saves me. Thanks, one.